Yeah, yeah, move, 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 move. Said I gotta get in the mood, I gotta get in the mood, I gotta stay in my groove. Yeah, listen.
I have a dream.
No, nigga.
By any means.
Go, nigga. There ain't no stopping this black man. It was written in scripture. Travel the world to go against the wicked. Regardless, they still see me as a nigga. You will never see the bigger picture if you can't get over. I'm black skinned.
If I ruled the world.
If I ruled the world. The black and the white, we unify. I kill the pollution that's in the sky. I stop the resentment of you and I. If I ruled the world. I stop all the hate that's going on. Supplying the food for you and yours. Put it into the killing and all the wars.
If I ruled the world.
There ain't no kids going hungry at night. We put up a fist and we unify. Kill oppression and rip it in no time. There ain't no dogs standing shackled in chains. No limit on knowledge that we attain. Get the money and learn how to maintain.
This for the color, this for the suffer, this for the culture, keeping it motion. This for the blacks, this for the brown. This for anybody holding us down. This for the street, this for the ghetto. This for the black dreamer that don't let go.
This for the people who want up the struggle.
Say this for the mob,
this for that world. Black man gon' go.
My ghetto was full of bullets and bodies get drawn on the pavement. Put us in jails and try to deny us enslavement. We addicted to the appeal of a drug deal. No other way to make a living. Felony stop opportunity. So now we're trapped in our own communities.
Give me your verse and I promise I'll kill it. Deliver the truth every time that I flow. Just tryna be the one to plant a seed in your brain and I water it, watching it grow. We got the power cause we get the people. When we get the people, dictate how we go. If we don't like it, we can burn this motherfucker down. Sit back while the night glow.
Niggas' priorities messy. And morals are non-existent. Nappy-headed little nigga that's running city. Get a dog park where this shit get gritty. Who you got bitch in your blood and I smell it. You ain't as tough as the image presented. Fuck the function if you niggas is in it. You can run and tell them the dog has said it. If I ruled the world, the black and the white, we unify. I kill the pollution that's in the sky. I stop the resentment of you
tell
and I.
What would you do?
If I ruled the world, I stop all the hate that's going on. Supplying the food for you and yours. Put it into the killing and all
tell
the war.
Tell me what would you do? If I ruled the world,
there ain't no kids going hungry at night. We put up a fist and we unify. Kill oppression and reap it a newer time.
What would you do?
If I ruled the world, there ain't no dogs that is shackled in chains. No limit on knowledge that we attain. Get the money and learn how to maintain.
I have a dream.
No, nigga.
By any means.
Go, nigga. Yeah, it was written in scripture. Travel the world to go against the wicked. Regardless, they still see me as a nigga. You will never see the bigger picture if you can't get over. I'm black skinned. If I were the world. Yeah, move. Yeah, move. Yeah.
If I ruled the world.
If I were the world. The black and the white, we unify. I kill the pollution that's in the sky.
If I rule the world.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome to This Life We Chose. I'm your host, Joe R. And today we're here for another interview with our esteemed guest. We have Alante.
Yes, sir.
Alante in the building us today. So appreciate you joining the show.
Thank you, man.
And looking forward to talking about, you know, what you got going on right now and just letting people get more of a sense of what it is that you do and what you're into.
Sure.
So Alante is a hip-hop artist and engineer, essentially, at this point.
Yep.
You would say.
I would say. I definitely would say, yeah.
Yeah, so those are kind of like your main two titles?
Yeah. First and foremost, artist before anything,
mm-hmm.
Just because that's like where the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, within like this, I would say like... within like a year of being like an actual like audio engineer. So yeah, I'm definitely comfortable with that title now.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Good. Hell yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I've heard you talk about, you know, kind of like your beginnings in music and how it was influenced by your dad to some extent.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of follow up on that and talk about how... like, how has that progressed, that relationship progressed? Like, how does he feel about you venturing into music and, you know, that whole dynamic? How has it progressed the deeper you get into music as an artist, as an engineer now?
That's a great question. Yeah, that's a good question. My dad, he's, like, super protective. So it's, like, he's always iffy. Like, I'm telling him, like, bro, like, I got this... you know, or somebody wants to manage me or something, he's
sure.
Like, well, you better make sure that you do this, this, and this, because you know KRS-One, he went through this, and you know what I'm saying? So, like, he kind of, like, when I become too much of a dreamer, he kind of like brings that reality in and like reels me back in just a little bit to make sure that I'm like crossing my T's and dotting my I's. But yeah, man, like every time I make a record or something, especially like if it's a boom bap record, he's always in mind. It's like, I know Pop's going to like this. So yeah, man, he's always been like the drive. Like I always wanted to be better than him.
Yeah.
So he kind of gave me that stamp like maybe like 2 years ago. So now it's just about like consistency and just trying to outdo myself at this point.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now that is interesting, you know, that you said you kind of aspired to first, you know, be like him, right? And then now you're just trying to take it further than where he took it and kind of make him proud, you know, on the back end.
Yeah, for sure.
And he said he stamped it.
Yeah, he stamped it. So I was like, when he did it, because my last project I put out, Welcome to the Dog Park, we actually like sat down together and listened to that in the car.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is so professional. Like, and I'm like, it's not professional. It's not there yet. But like from where he seen me start, I get why he's saying it.
Okay.
But like, yeah, man, I'm almost there, you know. Almost there.
Yeah, so you saw the growth and development at least. And I mean, it is a process for sure, you know, like you said. Now the further you get into it, you know, you see that, oh, even then, you know, you feel like you got some growth to go, but I'm sure you can see it too, you know, from like where you started to even that album.
Yes.
Like he was saying.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, it's just going to go even further.
Yeah, man. It got to, bro. I pray every day, like, you know, just asking God to like really like bless me when it comes to this, because this all I know, bro. This world is trash. You know what I'm saying? So like, this is what brings me joy. So it's like, just bless me in that. And you know, whatever you want, I just, you know, praise you through that. You know what I'm saying? So sure.
Definitely. Good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of that development conversation, you know, you've done a lot of developing.
Yeah.
So what are some people, places, or things that come to mind that like really helped you get here?
Okay. As far as people, I gotta give myself the most credit, because like nobody was really there like pushing me, you know what I'm saying? So like, but as far as like the quality of my music getting better, I would like have to credit that to you know, some of the instructors at First Institute, Chris J, Michael Cochran, Renee, those were like the three who really like helped me see what I needed to do to get that music to the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and as far as the performance side, I would have to like, you know, go to the grave for that one, bro, and just like give it to like people like Michael Jackson and DMX, seeing how like they control the crowd and engage with the audience, and you know, they bring their music to life pretty much. Yeah.
Absolutely. That showmanship. You know, I think MJ, definitely showmanship, and obviously even kind of like dance elements to it. And I've seen that kind of like in your performance too, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And then, of course, DMX, just kind of like that raw, that raw energy.
Yes,
know, really getting people pumped.
Yes, bro. Like, that's unmatched, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm trying to work on my crowd control at the current moment.
Yeah.
Because my showmanship, as far as like actually putting on a show, I think it's where it needs to be, like for the moment. But crowd control, like being able to get the crowd engaged and feel comfortable with me, that's something I'm trying to work on.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. It's like we said, right? It's always a process. So, like, you know, you got all these elements that you're like, all right, that's tight. But, you know, there's always that next thing, right?
Yes, yes.
Like the next level that you're trying to get to.
Yeah, bro.
Absolutely.
But we getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. One step at a time, one day at a time, one performance at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Without question.
Yep.
Yeah, so you mentioned DMX, and, you know, I know that that's an influence of yours. So kind of bringing that full circle, why did they call you the Dog Man, and what's the story behind that theme in your work?
So when I was younger, my grandma, she used to do this like wild thing where like she'd roll her window down and start barking at people. So like, nice. I just picked it up and like, you know, I ain't have to be in a car to bark at people. Like, we could be in like a genuine conversation. I would like either growl or bark. And so like, it just became a part of me, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. And then like, with the influence of like DMX, that definitely like, you know, helped like solidify, like, yeah, you're a dog too. Like, you got that in you too. So
okay.
Yeah. So that's where that comes from.
So you got some family influence in there. Yo, along with kind of like the DMX influence.
And I love dogs, bro. Like, I love dogs, man. Like, out of every organism on earth, like, a dog has been the most loyal. You know what I'm saying?
You got a real technical organism.
Yeah, organism for real. Like, yeah, bro, man, nothing beats a dog loyalty. Like, you leave the house, it's waiting for you to get back, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you are asked to a dog, like, it's still going, like, cater to you, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, yeah, bro, I learned a lot from just being around my dog, you know, like continue to show love, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when you're not feeling the greatest, like, show love, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, definitely. That is the thing about, you know, being a dog owner. And like you said, they definitely need that love and attention for sure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, definitely. It all makes sense. It all makes sense.
Good.
All right. So tell us about your most recent single, Ha Ha.
Ha Ha. Yeah. So Ha Ha is, I wanted to come back with like a record that's like, just going to get the crowd like really pumped, you know?
Yeah.
But the story behind it was like, you know, you could tell people whatever your dreams or aspirations are, and you know, some people going to laugh at it. So mm-hmm. Ha Ha was kind of like making sure you get that last laugh at the end of the day, pretty much.
In those exchanges, mm-hmm. those types of exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, don't stop. Keep believing in your dreams. Keep chasing, you know, whatever you're trying to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
Get that last laugh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you working on the video for that one too, right?
Yeah. Currently? It's done, really. So, but right now, what I'm trying to do, I just re-recorded some of the vocals for Ha Ha.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, like, get that mixed down so the quality of the video matches the quality of the song.
Yeah.
Because right now, it looks good, but it sounds crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get it to where you want it to be, kind of from all angles. So not mm-hmm. only the video, but also the audio.
Audio as well, yeah. And then like that'll help me, like when I'm ready to drop my project or whatever, like it'll pretty much be done. So I won't have to go back and make any major changes.
Yeah.
You know, I could do a little minor tweak and, you know, put it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. I agree. It's important to have, you know, all the elements in place, like even down to like the cover art. Mm-hmm. I really like the cover art for Ha Ha. So
thank you, bro.
Yeah, that attention to detail.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
We know what that's about.
Yeah, bro.
Absolutely. So what else do you have planned for this year at the moment?
Right now, I'm really just trying to book as many shows as possible. My goal was to, like, I said 100 shows this year. I'm really trying to notch that down to, like, 75 to make it a little bit more realistic to my schedule. So I'm just in the middle of getting shows, trying to get more interviews lined up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put out, I was going to do like a big album, but I came across some knowledge and it was like, if I don't have that big fan base,
yeah,
putting out a bunch of songs would just be wasting them. So okay. I'm going to break it down into like 4 EPs.
Okay.
So by the end of this year, I want to have at least one part of the EP out.
Okay.
So, yeah, right now I'm trying to get in any studio, bang out good sounding records and, mm-hmm. you know, put it together.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we at right now.
Definitely. So, you know, you got a game plan together.
Yes, sir.
Without
yes, sir.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you mentioned some of our esteemed first instructors, you know, that we're familiar with. from work, essentially, you know, working there as well. Mm-hmm. So that whole experience, how has that been for you? Because, you know, you pretty much hop from, you know, going through the program to now kind of spreading that knowledge, you know, and passing that knowledge on down. So
yeah, it's still a little strange for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because like every day coming to work, it's like I'm going down memory lane, you know. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying? And I see my classmates still, like, I imagine them walking through the halls.
Yeah.
And so with like me being close to the age of like the students and me actually being like cool with some of them,
yeah,
the line gets blurred a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to really remind myself, like, bro, like, yeah, you're cool with them, but you aren't on the same level when you're in here.
Sure.
So yeah, it's a constant reminder, like, you know, stay professional always. And but as far as like being a teacher, it's cool because I do get to like impute that knowledge on like, you know, other people. And when they get closer to their goal, seeing that reaction on their face is like, you know, it warms me up.
Yeah.
So it's cool, bro. And I'm just trying to make changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to use my little power and really make changes around like the atmosphere, because that school got a lot of potential and they could really do something magical with that place.
Yeah. But so you feel kind of like that sense of ownership over that process now of,
yeah,
you know, kind of like now you're doing it. So you're trying to figure out how to make it even better than, mm-hmm, than it already is.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, like I told you earlier, like my instructors took us on field trips and, yeah, and so like, Everything that my instructors did for me, like physically and like emotionally, you know, like that emotional support and all of that, like I try to do that for the students that I'm coming across. Yeah. Times 10, you know what I'm saying?
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice. Definitely good to get some insight into that. And I mean, that's a unique process, you know. It's not everybody that kind of,
mm-hmm,
goes through school for like audio engineering and then, you know, on the back end, not too long after, begins to be in a position to spread that knowledge. So it is really, yeah, it's really cool.
Facts.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's really a blessing.
Yeah, bro, it is. Like, it is, man. And I don't think I realize how much of a blessing it is because, like, I'm currently still in this situation.
Yeah.
Which sucks, you know what I'm saying? Because you do want to, like, notice the full, like, blessing that you're going through.
Sure.
But, you know, hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last but not least, where can people find you and your work?
Instagram at Alante_official. That's Alante_official. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Apple Music as Alante. I'm on Spotify as Alante. I'm trying to get my SoundCloud, you know, back running because, yeah, like, for the songs that's not going to be, like, on those major projects,
sure,
I'm just throwing them on SoundCloud, you know, so people can have, you know, something to listen to.
Yeah.
I got a couple things on YouTube. I'm trying to get that YouTube built up, you know, to, sure, look like professional. You know what I'm saying? I got to put a lot more promotion into YouTube. TikTok as well. Like, TikTok is actually where I'm getting most of my traction right now.
Right
TikTok
now?
And Instagram. Yeah. So
okay,
y'all can find me there. All the same. Alante_official. So I'm going to be the same. Y'all can find me there. I do got a lot of music, bro, like, that I'm about to start putting out. So, yeah, like, tap in.
You know what you were talking about? Yeah, with the four releases coming up, the four EPs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, absolutely. You got plans. You know, you're working, putting, yeah, in the work day in and day out.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, appreciate you kind of sharing those avenues. That way people can check you out. And by all means, you know, absolutely do check him out. You know, he's always on the ground, always working.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's doing his thing. So, yep. Definitely want to thank you for coming on the show and, you know, coming to perform as well.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you for real. Like, with everything, bro. Like, with this, with the tracking, everything, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Nah, same. Likewise, you know, you saved me. We've talked about it. at times. So, you know, the respect is definitely mutual. Definitely appreciate you.
Yeah, let's keep working, bro.
Coming by. Yeah, let's keep doing it.
Yeah, all right.
All right, so yeah, that wraps it up, guys. So this is another episode of This Life We Chose. Once again, I am your host, Joe R., and I'm here with Alante, our guest of honor.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, we're about it here for this time. Catch y'all next time.
Later.
I don't know why I care so much. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'll call them Midas. I made some bad decisions. I know some bad little bitches. Something about you a little different. I love it, I crave it, I dig it. A beautiful soul presented. Divine light on the premise. A heavenly being I witness. Let me be a little more specific. Yeah. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas. Baby, you mine today. I can look at you for hours. Straight out the shower. In at a doggy play. Swear that she's still in my focus. I cannot focus. Thinking all kind of things. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas. Baby, you mine today. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas. Baby, you mine today. I can look at you for hours. Straight out the shower. In at a doggy play. Swear that she's still in my focus. I cannot focus. Thinking all kind of things. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond. And I call them Midas, baby, you mine today. Put it on me, she the finest. Put it on God, no lying. Pop up like I'm Candyman, lay the pipe like a handyman. Yeah, I beat it up hand in hand, she my biggest fan. Come and roll with the flies, man. Let me see where your spirit land, like how you confident. From the past, you the opposite. I do my best to acknowledge it. Thinking in the blood clot, don't clip when I'm unshot. Go shot, then I black out, that be me, goddamn. Nigga said through the hours, I can capture it in a power, yeah. Cause that body encoded in gold and diamond shining like your soul. If doggy ever get the bone, ain't no letting go. Body trembling when I got control. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas, baby, you mine today. I can look at you for hours, straight out the shower and at a doggy play. Swear that she's still in my focus, I cannot focus, thinking all kind of things. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas, baby, you mine today. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas, baby, you mine today. I can look at you for hours, straight out the shower and at a doggy play. Swear that she's still in my focus, I cannot focus, thinking all kind of things. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas, baby, you mine today. Baby gon' fuck it up, she come through when my luck is up. Perfect timing up. Baby got all of that juice. Girl, don't you let all that loose. Up in that red light, I put it down like
boom, boom, boom.
I'm a sucker for pretty toes. I'm addicted to pretty women, everybody knows. She on that Harriet Tubman. Darling, just stop all that running. I feel you.
Baby, go ahead.
Go ahead and make it look sexy. They ain't messing with my baby.
Baby, go ahead.
Show me what you came for. Cause darling, you driving me.
Ooh.
Love when I
slide.
Love when you ride. Love how we
vibe.
Look at her.
Shine. Yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas.
Baby, you mine today. I can look at you for hours. Straight out the shower. And at a doggy play. Swear that she's still in my focus. I cannot focus. Thinking all kind of things. Oh, yeah, she shine like a diamond. I call her Midas. Baby, you mine today.
Like a diamond, I call her Midas.
Look at her mind, look at her shine.
Get you for hours,
straight out the shower, in at a doggy play. Swear that she's still in my focus, I cannot focus, thinking all kind of things. Oh yeah, she shine like a diamond, I call her Midas. Baby, you mine,
she mine today.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Thank you.